KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's clear and 76 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today. A high of 95 with winds out of the south at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Six people from Fort Wayne, Indiana, were injured during a rollover accident late Sunday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. State Patrol says a 2007 GMC driven by 35-year-old Carlos Valencia was traveling east on Interstate 80 near mile marker 19 when, for reasons unknown, the vehicle went out of control and entered the median, where it skidded sideways and flipped over before landing on its wheels. The accident happened just before 5 p.m. Among the injured passengers in the vehicle was 29-year-old Lourdes Santa Maria and five juveniles, ages 10, 6, 5, and 2 4-year-olds. All were wearing their seatbelts and were transported by Underwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. The inside lanes of both I-80 East and westbound were closed until debris from the incident was cleared. Authorities in Dallas County said late Sunday afternoon that the suspect in a multi-county pursuit is no longer in the Redfield area, despite a perimeter that was established over the weekend to try and contain him. The man was involved in a two-state pursuit that began in eastern Nebraska late Saturday evening and transitioned into Iowa on Interstate 80. The Hertz rental car, a red Chevy Camaro with dark tinted windows, no front license plate, and a rear plate from Colorado, reached speeds of well over 150 miles per hour for an extended period of time. The car, driven by a black male with a white t-shirt and sweatpants, managed to evade law enforcement and stop in Stewart to fuel up his vehicle. 2 miles east of the Dexter exit, though, the car hit spike strips law enforcement had laid out across the interstate. The car, with two tires losing air, made it to Redfield, where it was abandoned. A female passenger, 23-year-old Brandy Pace from Chicago, was apprehended at the Casey store in Redfield. Inside the car, authorities found drugs and paraphernalia on the passenger seat. Pace was charged with the first offense, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The unidentified male suspect fled the car on foot and was the subject of an intense police search throughout late Sunday afternoon. Even though authorities said they didn't know if he had a weapon, because of his previous alleged actions, he was considered to be dangerous. Creston police have cited a man on four charges following a property damage accident that took place Saturday afternoon at the 500 block of North Lincoln Street. Authorities say 28-year-old Garrett Ray Woodhall of Creston was driving a 1992 Buick Roadmaster when he allegedly struck a legally parked Ford F-250 pickup, causing $600 damage. Officers were dispatched to the scene around 12:05 p.m. Saturday. By the time they arrived, the suspect driver had fled the scene. Around 1:35 p.m., police were notified that a vehicle matching the description of the car given by driven by Woodhall was parked near 313 North Sumner Street in Creston. Damage to the vehicle matched the vehicle involved in the accident, and the Buick sustained about $5,000 damage. Woodhall was cited for driving on the wrong side of a two-way street, damage to a vehicle leaving the scene, failure to maintain control, and driving while license suspended, denied, canceled, or revoked. A traffic stop in Adams County on a vehicle with no license plates resulted in an arrest Saturday evening of a man from Adair County. 41-year-old Christopher Lee Brees of Bridgewater was taken into custody at around 6:55 p.m. for driving while barred. His bond was set at $2,000. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Sunday arrested a College Springs man. 44-year-old Jay Miles was taken into custody around 8:45 a.m. on a warrant charging him with a controlled substance violation. Miles was arrested at a residence in College Springs by Page County authorities and transported to the Montgomery County line, where he was then transported by Montgomery County deputies to the Montgomery County Jail. Miles' bond was set at $10,000. A Red Oak man arrested this past week for criminal mischief in the fifth degree was arrested again Saturday for domestic assault. 46-year-old James Reed Mitroff II was taken into custody at around 6:30 p.m. Saturday and will at the Montgomery County Jail. Mitroff II allegedly became combative and was subsequently charged with assault on a peace officer without injury. His bond was set at $1,000. A man from Wayne County in southeastern Iowa was injured Thursday when his motorcycle ran into the rear of a vehicle driven by a man from Audubon County. State Patrol reports 33-year-old Ian Harper of Allerton was operating a 2012 Harley-Davidson XL1200-48 motorcycle westbound on Highway 2 at around 2:15 p.m. last Thursday when he entered a construction zone and hit the rear of a 2017 Mazda CX-5 that was stopped in traffic waiting for the pilot car. Patrol says Harper didn't apply the brakes for some reason prior to impacting the car. It was driven by 82-year-old Klaus Kalachny of Kimbolton. Harper was flown from the scene by air ambulance to a hospital in Des Moines. And health officials in Iowa today are reporting four more deaths from the coronavirus and 267 new positive cases. The Iowa Department of Public Health said that brings the total of deaths to 606 and the number of positive cases to 21,794. Number of COVID-19 tests coming back as negative amount to 169,338 so far. And the number of Iowans who have recovered from the virus amounts to 12,828, which is 66 more than what was reported Sunday morning. In our funeral announcements, Ivan Miller, age 88, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. An open visitation for Ivan Miller without the family present will be held from 3 until 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Lynette Steele, age 59, of rural Anita, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Lynette Steele will be held this Thursday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. David Eugene Sargent, age 50, of Harlan, died Thursday at the UNMC in Omaha. Services for David Sargent will be held at a later date with the Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Laura Russell, age 59, of Stewart, died Thursday at her home. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place and services for Laura Russell will be held at a later date. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dean Fike, age 85, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Greater Regional Hospice House in Creston. Funeral services for Dean Fike are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Bernine Chandler, age 85, of Adair, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Services for Bernine Chandler are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.